أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن وعدناه وعدا حسنا فهو لاقيه كمن متعناه متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم هو يوم القيامة من المحضرين ويوم يناديهم فيقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون In the ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed some of the criteria that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroys a community and a nation. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the day of Qiyamah, and especially for those who worshipped idols, those who worshipped gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their questioning in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah begins by saying, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ. Is that person whom we had promised a beautiful promise, فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ, such a promise which the person had received. In this portion of the ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about those who had brought iman, they practiced righteously. So they were promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the ni'mats of Jannat. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored them. Allah had showed mercy upon them. They received those ni'mats of Allah, فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ. That is the one group of people. كَمَمْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Can they be equal to that person whom we had given the benefit of this material world? That person had had his fair portion of this world, but obviously he didn't strive insofar as iman was concerned. He didn't bring iman in Allah. He didn't practice righteously. So he had this material world, but together with the material world, he didn't have akhirat, he didn't have deen. So what will his condition be on the day of Qiyamah? ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. But on the day of Qiyamah, he will be amongst those that will be presented for the punishment in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon them. فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Allah will question them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask them that where are those partners of mine that you had asserted, those partners of mine that you had claimed on the surface of the earth, that you worship gods besides me, where are those gods? Are they of any assistance to you? قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. So, according to some ulama in between, they will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to Allah that shaitan had misled them, there were others that had misled them and misguided them, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question those who had misguided. And hence Allah says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. Those people upon whom the word has been established, in other words, upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment of punishment has already been passed, shaitan and all those that lead others astray, what would their response be when Allah asked them about their leading others astray? رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا. They will say, O our Rabb, these are the people whom we had led astray. أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا. We led them astray like how we ourselves had gone astray. تَبَرَّأْنَا إِلَيْكَ. But here in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we disassociate ourselves from them in front of you. مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. These people didn't worship us. In other words, they had the free will, and that would be the denial. Yes, we did worship them, we did lead them astray, and we did invite them towards worshipping gods besides you, but they didn't worship us. They worshipped other idols, they worshipped other deities, they worshipped other gods. وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a declaration, or a declaration will be made on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who worship gods besides Allah. Call upon your shuraka, call upon those partners of yours. فَدَعُوهُمْ. So they will call those partners. And why would they call those partners? Because now is the time man requires help, man requires assistance, and hence call them for your assistance. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ So those partners that they call, those gods that they call, those associates that they call with Allah, they will not respond to them. وَرَأَوُ الْعَذَابُ And they will see the punishment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has in store. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ If only at that time they would have worshipped Allah Rabbul Izzat and they would have been guided on the straight path. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Up to now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first part of it, that in this world Allah has shown us many, many signs of the total oneness of Allah, of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also kept hidayat of man. But if a person could not see that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down messengers, Allah sent down prophets, anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So the second phase of the question will be, Allah will ask that what did you respond to the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, to the prophets when they had come down and they invited you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day the information will all become ambiguous upon these people. In other words, now their minds will not work anymore, for the simple reason is they will realize that they had made an error. When man makes a mistake, when man does wrong and he stands in the court of this world also, a person's mind is boggled, and like that on the day of Qiyamah, la yatasa'alun, and they will not be able to ask each other now in this world, in the world that we were lived in, where one had assisted at the other against the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, there they will not be able to seek and ask. But in all, at the end of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes and he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ Then certainly with regards to that person who had made tawbah, وَآمَنَ And he brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, no matter how many gods he had worshipped, no matter for how long he worshipped gods besides Allah, he made kufr, he made shirk, but he made tawbah and he brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And he practiced righteously, فَعَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ Then perhaps such are the people who will be from amongst those who will have success in the hereafter. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us His kindness, Allah shows us His mercy, that no matter how much wrong we do in this world, if we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, we make tawbah, we seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. And Allah will make us amongst the successful. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.